All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? It's a Friday. The weekend is upon us. The Astros are back on the winning track, and you have all three of us back in studio. Nick Sciarra, Barry Laminack, and myself, Joel Blank, here with The Usual Suspects, 1 to 3 p.m., 1 to 4 p.m. Boom, cutting us short.
That'd be all right with me.
97.5, yeah.
I'm ready to go home already.
I was going to say, it's an FBI like Friday, and I want to say, what doing? The F are we going to talk about?
Yeah. No, I'm. This was the chair that was here.
What are you doing?
There's other chairs you can use.
No, this was the chair that was in my spot, so I'm sitting in it.
What, Elvin Hayes sitting in it?
I feel very authoritative. I'm raised up high.
Yeah, that's the Tracy McGrady bad back chair he used to have on the bench when he was...
He would sit like this.
Yeah, him
this
and Phil Jackson like
a,
had that.
I feel like I'm in a bar right now, on a bar stool.
Yeah, it looks weird.
LeBron has one, too.
Not you, it just looks weird.
You hate me because you ain't me, man. Don't be... Look, I'm over here, I'm sitting in the chair
Two
I was
minutes
given.
Into the show.
I'm sitting in the chair I was given. And then I'm mad because every day someone... Some deaf-ass person sits in this chair, apparently, and when I plug my headphones in, the volume is all the way up. So I think I blew my headphones today. So I'm not real thrilled
AJ's
about
that.
AJ's
the only one that sits in
I
that
I just
seat.
Got these headphones for my birthday.
That's right.
Right?
Well, he sits basically between you two.
Then he's a deaf person. I don't know why it had to be so loud, but I think it blew like the...
You put cans on your ears long enough in radio, I guess it...
The left side is out.
Well, there's no doubt about that. Because from doing this and then doing all the Rockets for all the years with the crowd where you got to turn... Like, Lisa thinks I'm certifiably deaf.
It's weird because I do think I'm losing my hearing a little bit, but I'm still... I have the best ears in the house. Like, my wife can't hear anything. Like, if the oven goes off or the dryer or whatever, she doesn't hear it. I'm always the one that has to go and you know, hey... Dryer went off. What? Like, if someone broke in the middle of the night, we're screwed because I sleep. I'm a sound sleeper and yeah. She can't hear. So it's a good thing we have an alarm. Otherwise, we would be in some serious trouble.
Did your dryer play that stupid little, like a stupid little song?
Yes.
God, we have
it's like an LG dryer.
Yeah, I hate that.
Yeah. It plays a merry little tune when it's done.
I feel like I'm on a dead sprint because I don't want to hear it anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate that. And I will say this, for the as bad as my ears can be, a lot of it she thinks I'm just tuning her out. But Lisa's sniffer, and she said her sense of smell after going through pregnancy, but her radar for smelling stuff is like off the charts.
Yeah.
I can't, like, two rooms over, she'll go, I think one of the dogs pooped. I'm like, what? And then she'll go, wait, and she'll come back, yep, in the den. I'm like, how do you smell that?
I also wanted to point out that our listeners are a bunch of snitching assholes.
Is this back to the...
Well, you know, they snitched on us, or snitched on me. Well, us. They threw you under the bus with me.
Oh, they threw me good, yeah.
But, when we played the prank on the Blitz with the Gem of the Day, they immediately... Because the Blitz, I knew everyone would blame Brahill, but they immediately started snitching on us and me. And then yesterday... I don't even remember what we were talking about, but I think we were just joking about playing the Blitz or whatever. And then they start calling and texting the Blitz and saying how we challenged them to 3-on-3 and that I'm just like, what is going on? Like, why are these guys? It's like people that listen to both shows. It's like high school.
Yeah.
They're like, did you guys hear what they said about you? And because then they'll come and tell us, oh, the Blitz said this about you. John and Raheel and Dale said this about you. Like, y'all are just instigating. They just want a war. The last tweet I saw about it was someone was wanting AJ to stab me in a fight. Like, what?
That's like, hilarious. First of all, it's like El Jefe is waiting for that 901 to come every morning so he can just start the rest of his day. Because his day is just misery unless he hears all the shows.
Yeah.
And then he just gets the biggest freaking wooden spoon he can so he can stir the pot.
Yeah.
He just loves it.
Yeah. See, look, Patrick Randall, P. Randizzle on Twitter. The Blitz specifically said they were going to F with you yesterday. The chair was in the conversation. Like, this chair is fine.
A, like Nick said, there's other chairs. Yeah, I can you move it around. One in.
I can move it around. Somebody wants to know what's wrong with the stream, Nick.
Yeah, I can see that.
I've heard that. It's so apparently the issue now is the right one channel is like the stream normal, and then the left channel is like a delayed version of the normal stream. So it's like
evidently it sounds like a tin can, according to certain people that should remain nameless, but are in another state.
He's so mean. He's so mean to his sister.
He is.
At least she's listening.
I don't know
but
why.
But why does it take so long to fix the stream?
I don't know. Well, once you get old, your stream starts going.
I guess
going
the low T centers for that too, right?
Yeah. I think I'm going to that. Man centers, yeah. Right. I think I'm going. Yeah. I just talked to Wes before
the
show.
Lift working?
Yeah, I'm going to I'm gonna get my blood work done and get my testosterone checked out.
Make sure it's the testosterone and not the testes.
Isn't that what makes it?
They're gonna turn and cough you.
Was it on the show that we discussed this about the whole turning and coughing thing?
I don't think so, but I don't know.
Somebody said this to me the other day. Do you know why they tell you to turn and cough, turn your head and
they
cough?
They told me when I had to do it when I was trying out for the basketball team, but I forgot why.
Do you know why they tell you to do that?
I do not.
Nick, do you know why the doctor tells you to turn your head and cough when he pushes on your testicles?
Why?
So that you don't cough on them. There's no medical reason to turn your head and cough. They just don't want you right in their face or on their head, I guess. I don't know.
I guess that makes sense.
Come on, man. There's got to be some medical reason, like the exhale.
That's not what I was told. They just don't want you to cough on them.
Causes a little movement or something.
I mean, the cough, but there's no reason to turn your head and do it. They just don't want you to right in their face.
Yeah, because I would say I'm the not cough doing that has next a time. Purpose.
You're
a germaphobe. In order for them to respect you, you have to respect them. You can't be coughing in their grill.
I will now. Now that I know that's the truth.
You know what they're going to do?
What?
Bring in a bunch of bees.
Why would they do that?
Just so that while you're turning and coughing,
that would be weird.
You also have to see.
Hey, we're going
to
play with their testicles. Here's some bees!
While they check your stinger, they're going to throw a couple of them to fly around you.
Rory said he suddenly has images of Anchorman. Yeah, that's the thing is everyone wanted like me and AJ to fight. And here's the deal. Like, I'm not scared to fight AJ in a stand-up fight. Like,
on the
ground, it's not even close. Like, I think he's a purple belt now or something like that. That's not even fair, number one. I'm a no-stripe white belt, and he's a purple belt. Yeah, it's pretty obvious that he would tap me instantly. Like, I get that. But in a straight stand-up fight, like Muay Thai, I would fight him. The problem is he's, 5 inches taller than me, and his head weighs as much as my whole body.
Yeah, he's kind of a big dude.
His head probably weighs 175 pounds. So, I mean, I would be fighting, like, 3 weight classes up. All things equal, I would fight him, but not. No, he's a big dude. He would punch me in the face and I would fall down. Like he weighs a lot more. Yeah. So,
yeah.
But if we weighed the same, I probably still wouldn't fight him, but I wouldn't be scared to. I'll tell you that much.
All right. Well, don't be scared to chime in. You guys have already told us that the stream is not normal. So if you want to chime in and be a part of the show, 713-780-ESPN. That's 713-780-3776. That's our HRNP listener line. Call and text that. Nick gets the calls. Barry will check the texts. And, of course, Nick will mess with Barry to check the text. And then we all are on Twitter. It's at the producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, and at Barry is funny. We are the usual suspects, and we are here until 4 o'clock. Right now, I want to tell you about my good friends at Gallery Furniture. I tell you all the time, my entire house is basically furnished from Gallery Furniture because Mattress Mac and his staff do a great job of getting you long-lasting, quality American-made furniture at a fair price with great customer service, including after the sale. And what they tell you is true. You buy today, you get it tonight. You buy it, and within 3 to 4 hours, it's delivered. And if you want the delivery guys to do extra stuff, like get your other stuff out of there and move furniture out of the way, they're happy to help because they're happy to take care of their loyal customers. They have 3 locations across the Houston area, in the Galleria at Post Oak and Westheimer, out there on Highway 99 between Katy and Sugarland, and, of course, the mainstay, I-45 North, exit Tidwell Parker both ways, where you can make sure that if you buy today, you get it tonight. There's no back order slips. And as Mac always says, Gallery really will save you money.
This
is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back. The Usual Suspects, 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday right here on ESPN 97.5. And we always like to give back to you, the listeners, even though you're tattletales and narcs and you like to try and get us in trouble and stir things up. So with that in mind, your Sugarland Skeeters, your champion Sugarland Skeeters, are back in town to take on the Bridgeport Bluefish. We've got Bridgeport Bluefish crab tickets, two of them, to take on your Skeeters. Tonight kicks off the next Skeeters homestand. Win a four-pack of tickets tonight's game. See the Sugarland Skeeters take on the Somerset Patriots with the Spasmatics live in concert after the game. You know how you say these things about the copy? Can I just tell you that the prize is, it says under the prize category, Skeeters versus Bridgeport Bluefish crab tickets. Now, I don't know if they're a bluefish or a crab. But then it says two, okay? Then in the copy points, it says, see the Sugarland Skeeters take on the Somerset Patriots with the Spasmatics live in concert after the game. And it says win a four-pack.
Hey, Nick, what happened to giving us a segment to review?
Right.
Nick just walks and goes, read this right now, go!
Well, go, I was kind of...
It's fine. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to assume the best, right? So we're going to assume that the Patriots are the best of the three teams. So they're going to play the Patriots. We'll assume that the Spasmatics, who are good, are going to be in concert. We'll also assume that instead of two, you get four tickets. And we'll assume that if we take caller 10, that means we mean it. So if you want to go to the Skeeters game and you want to partake, we will have tickets for you if you are caller number 10, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Tickets can be picked up at, we'll call it, Constellation Field, day of the game. You can also log on to SugarlandSkeeters.com to see all the details on all the action for this big homestand. It's affordable family fun, all happening out there in Sugarland at Constellation Field. And again, Saturday, the Skeeters welcome all Boy Scouts for a Boy Scout sleepover. Barry, you're not allowed. So if you want, partake right now. Caller number 10, 713-780-ESPN. Nick, they just need to give you, because it'll be in will call, we'll just need to get what? Just name and...
The caller will... The screener has a sheet in front of him and gets all the information. So if you're caller number 10, he'll screen you. He'll get your name, your number, your address, your email, all that other good stuff.
There you go. Go Skeeters. Okay. So...
And we have to give some more. Stay tuned, because we'll be giving another pair this hour, because it has to be this hour, unfortunately.
Okay, well, bring me the copy now so I can review it.
Can I ask you a legitimate question, Nick?
Sure.
No.
You're giving away a pair, or you're giving away a four-pack?
See?
Because, like I said, under the prize it says two, but under the copy points it says win a four-pack of tickets to tonight's game. That's the curveball when you're sitting dead red. That's a knee buckler.
Okay, so for the purposes of this giveaway, we're just going to say two, and then if it happens to be four,
you burn two seats.
Well, you don't want to promise them four. You don't want to promise them four, and then they come back.
I think it's
How about we go clarify with the promotions folks what we're giving away, so that we can tell the winner that what they're getting.
Okay.
Would that be too difficult? We have 90-11 interns in here. We're certainly one of them can go find out what we're giving away.
But here's the more important thing. What if a caller calls in and has got their heart dead set on seeing the Bridgeport Bluefish crabs?
That's a lot
and then
of...
They gotta, yeah, and then they got to see the Patriots. Now, I don't know if it's the Bridgeport Bluefish or the crabs. Or maybe the Bridgeport Bluefish had a great weekend and now they have the crabs. I don't know. But I know either way, there's a whole lot of names going on here. So we'll figure it out. But caller 10, you win, and then we'll tell you all the details, because we're going to check with our promotional staff and figure out if it's two or four. But we're going to make sure you get what you need and then maybe some more.
Okay.
Whew.
Good. Hey, here's an interesting question. So check them out on Twitter. Said, if the Warriors win six rings while KD's playing with them, mm-hmm. with the same team, mm-hmm. right now, do you guys give him the best player over Jordan? No.
No, because the one thing you got to give Michael credit for, and look, I'm a bigger Michael supporter than most, and we've also touched on this more than enough times to say, look, just give each guy credit for being the best of their era and not have to worry about having someone sitting on top of the mountaintop. But the fact of the matter is, Michael never had a team constructed by getting free agent, you know, and jumping teams,
not like
and doing the
team.
Super teams and doing all that. Because I saw someone saying today, I think it was Chris Broussard, who loves LeBron James, and was like, LeBron in his finals appearances has gone against 26 Hall of Famers. Michael only had like 9.
It doesn't matter.
It really doesn't.
It's different eras. It's, yeah. No, but I wouldn't give it to Durant. And don't get me wrong. Durant is, you know, he's ridiculous. I mean, he's one of the best players in the NBA right now.
Offensively.
Without a doubt. He's, you know, like I said, top five. He could be two.
Yeah.
I mean, he could be the second best player in the NBA. And I wouldn't, you know, you could make that argument, and I probably would listen and maybe agree. I don't know. But, I mean, everyone wants to be so quick when a guy's having a good run. Remember, you know, a lot of guys do really well in the postseason, but this is the same guy who
James Harden.
Who collapsed as well. I mean, Kevin Durant has had postseasons where he's disappeared. So, he's great. He really is. And let's just enjoy it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we don't have to, every time somebody starts playing out of their mind, we don't have to start comparing them to Jordan and saying they're the best player.
Or are they the greatest
on the
time.
Planet? Yeah. We don't have to do that.
I'm totally with that. And it just seems like it's such an overblown focus. The fact of the matter is there's plenty of great players. You should be thankful because the league is full of enough great players right now that it's fun to watch. I know the playoffs haven't been, but over the long haul, at least there's a lot of great players to play a lot of great basketball with Westbrook and Harden and all these guys. So, again, don't have to sit there and pick it apart to say we've got to find who's the greatest of all time. No, you really don't. Because as much as everybody gave it to Brady after the Super Bowl, Montana still did what he did. You know, from a pure passing perspective, you guys have stat holders like Manning and Favre and everything else. You were alive to see those guys play. Consider yourself lucky and just you love the sport and you move on. I don't think it has to be that big of a deal.
Yeah. Yeah, and again, every time someone starts playing well that's a high-caliber player – and it's not just basketball. And it's not just that one guy tweeting. That's all we're hearing as of late. Is Kevin Durant the best player on the planet? Is he better than LeBron? No. Guys like LeBron and Jordan don't come around very often.
Right.
They're special.
Yeah.
And other guys that play well. I mean, there was – remember when a couple years ago when Curry really emerged as a superstar? Immediately people wanted to start comparing him to Jordan.
Well, think about the other thing they said.
Let's give him some time. Let's let him finish a career first.
Think about the other thing they said.
Because what if this team
chokes?
They
anointed him the best shooter in the history of basketball.
Well, I might have been guilty of that, too.
He may live up to that,
right? I might have been guilty of that, too, but I still believe he could be.
But have you ever seen Curry take off, hang in the air, take contact, switch hands? That's not the kind of player he is. I hate when they compare players that are two totally different skill sets.
Yeah.
Curry's just a flat-out sniper. He's a hell of a shooter. Jordan was just... he was an assassin. He had that competitive, and he could hang in the air, and he could also make the big shots and do all those things. LeBron's just a beast because as a physical specimen, he's so big and strong, but he can get that body in the air, and he can do so many things to play so many different positions. They all have their skill sets. They're all damn good.
Yeah.
Just like I said, tip the cap. Be happy you had a chance to see him. All right, so if you want to chime in, please do. We're going to continue to roll on. Your Astros are back on the winning track. And, man, I didn't even realize it. Maybe you did. We had a no-no going into the sixth last night, and it was the most quiet as kept game going. And then it also all blew up in one quick inning that also cost Lance McCullers a win, but it was good to watch. So we can talk about the Astros. We can talk about the finals. I got something I want to bring up. In the spirit of Randy Moss, is it okay if you reenact taking a dump on the playing field of your opponent? And should your opponent be upset? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more. This is The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back to the show. Joel, Barry, and Nick here with you until 4 o'clock. Real quick, guys, I want to tell you, if you're in the market for tires, then I want you to do me a favor and check out Nexen Tire. They have the leading warranty in the tire industry, exclusive free roadside assistance. What does that mean? It means if you get a flat tire, they're going to come out and change your tire, or they're going to tow your vehicle absolutely free. Nexen's the fastest growing tire brand trusted by automotive manufacturers. So go check them out. Check them out on the check out Nexen Tire on the web to learn more at nexentire.com.
So we cleared up this mess. I don't know why you're chuckling at him, Nick.
Well, he's mad that he...
I was rolling.
He was upset with the read.
And then I lost the ball out of bounds. I get mad when I flub my reads.
You hate when you...
I hate it.
When you juggle the balls?
I hate it when I screw up my reads.
Yeah, it'll happen.
Yeah, well, when you talk that much, that tends to... When you talk... That's the other thing. Like, I like when people are like, you said that wrong, or you jumbled your... Well, when you talk... Constantly for 3 hours, it's going to happen. So I have to accept that, hey, you know what?
Supposedly.
It's going to happen, but I still get mad when I mess them up. I don't want to mess them up.
People correct us.
I want to do a good job for our sponsors. And if you like this show, then you should use our sponsors. It keeps us around. In fact, use any of our sponsors.
You shouldn't sabotage the sponsor.
Shut up. But if you like the Blitz, then you should use their sponsors. That's the one thing I don't think people really get. You know what I mean? If you enjoy the programming on ESPN, make sure you're hitting up the sponsor. Just call them and see what they're all about. Tell them you heard about them
on
this station. They were very cool.
Good
and
people.
I recommend people go by. Yeah. Very nice guys.
Yep.
Easy to talk to. I had questions. They gave me answers. It was a pretty simple process. Yeah, but you guys should support it if you like this station. We appreciate it, and our sponsors make all of this possible.
So. No doubt. And we did correct the previous drawing because we're going to have another one. You get a 4-pack of tickets to see the Skeeters and the Somerset Patriots. So the winner who won the first call-in.
Four tickets to see the Patriots and the Skeeters.
Yep. But they're from Somerset, not New England.
Yeah.
So Brady is a late scratch, and Belichick won't be coming out to make any moves tonight, just so you know. It's the Somerset Patriots. 4 tickets to that game, and the Spasmatics will perform live after the game. They're really good. If you don't know who the Spasmatics are, they basically are a cover band that cover all kinds of great 70s or 80s kind of songs, and they all dress up kind of like nerds.
Great band.
Yeah, they're really good. So that's tonight. So, again, we'll have another drawing coming up later. But Skeeters, Somerset Patriots, if you call in and win when we tell you to, 4 tickets tonight's game. So the other thing that I teased that I don't know if you guys saw,
I'm looking at it now because I didn't notice it.
So I have a little bit of a personal issue with this because the first time this came up happened in Lambeau Field when Randy Moss was a member of the Minnesota Vikings and he decided after a touchdown to act like he had depanted. Then he pressed his butt cheeks against the goalpost and acted like he defecated in the end zone. Not a big fan. I did not know this till I saw the video. On KD's big game-winning shot over LeBron, Steph Curry, it has been pointed out, looks like he somewhat mimicked taking a dump on the floor of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Now, in most cases, I would expect that Steph Curry, who seems like a really classy guy, was going to kind of step up and say, no, I wasn't doing anything like that. I just, you know, it's just, you know, kind of one of those things. But to add fuel to the fire, Curry was asked about it, and he said, it was all spontaneous. I wish I could have a little bit more control over here. The reaction in certain situations, I really don't know what I did last night. I saw it. I don't know what I was doing. I even dropped my mouthpiece because I was so uncoordinated in that sense. It is what it is. To me, that is not, I wasn't doing it. To me, that was kind of like, yeah, maybe I was, maybe I wasn't. No biggie.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just, I just don't have a problem with it. I don't really care. I think it's funny. I didn't even notice it. And then I saw it today. And it's funny to me. It makes me chuckle.
Now,
even if that was the Rockets and he was doing it to the Rockets, it would make me chuckle. That's funny. There's nothing wrong with that. I'd rather somebody do something like that than the crap that Draymond Green does in game. You know, with his antics, with the
that he should be teed up for.
Kicking dudes in the pills and getting upset and how dirty he is, punching dudes in the wrist. Yeah, I know you got your fat pinched. That hurts. I get it. My people pinch my fat and it hurts. But still, I'd rather something like that because I think it's funny. What I'm mad about it all is that there's a hashtag that goes around for the Warriors called Dub Nation.
Yeah.
And why they didn't do Dump Nation, I don't know. But that would have been way better if the Warriors would have just retweeted this with Dump Nation. That would have been pretty sweet.
Sam Amico of Fox Sports Ohio reporting that the Cavs were highly agitated by it, and it won't be forgotten come Friday night. Look, if that's what you need to motivate you instead of the fact that you're down 3-0 and you've supposedly given it your best shot and they've taken it and fought back to the point where they drilled you right between the eyes and now you're facing elimination, come on, man.
Yeah, I mean, I know you people find inspiration in weird places, but if that's what it takes for you to get, it's too late.
Right.
Be mad all you want. It's kind of like when you get mad when your older brother punches you or picks on you. You can get mad all you want, but you're not beating that dude up. You know, it ain't going to happen. So you can be mad all you want about Steph Curry and Dump Nation crapping on your floor.
I'm not bothered by it, but if I was a Cav, I can see why it would bother me. But I'm not bothered by it at all. But I think it's hilarious, like you say. But if I was a Cav and it's the finals and I've been busting my ass off all year, I'd be like, I mean, I don't think I'd say anything about it, but I'd be mad that he did it. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't go after him.
How come none of the three of us didn't dump after we beat Team Fat?
I know, because I just looked at the video.
If it was a thing, we would have done it.
Yeah, we missed our golden opportunity.
Well, after that game, I couldn't squat if I wanted to. Got freaking bulldozed by Ashton.
He's still complaining about how sore he is.
He should, though, because the minute it happened, I wasn't sure he was going to be able to continue.
Because
you didn't really see that coming, either. By the way, did we tell people that they should enjoy us while they can? Because we may be short-lived doing this show because of the fact that coming from our undefeated big victory the other night, that we have found out that 3-on-3 basketball is going to be an Olympic sport in 2022.
Saw that.
So you guys might want to just soak up as much of us as you can while you still have a chance, because we're going to be representing the United States in the Olympics.
Yeah.
We got 5 years to train.
Yeah.
I'm feeling good about our opportunity. I really do. I feel like
I think the door is wide open.
I really feel like I think we could take team.
Team Carmona.
Maybe, maybe the Samoan women's team. I don't.
And yet
they're husky. They probably don't get up and down the court really fast. Is it 3-on-3 full court, half court?
Half court.
Oh. Okay, well, I like our chances a little better. If it was 3-on-3 full court, there's no way we would.
I'm gonna
hold
tell you
up.
Something. Back from when the NBA used to sponsor Hoop It Up, which was the big 3-on-3 tournament, and then all the other ones, I've played in some. You want to talk about the most physical, rough, dirty experience?
I bet.
Man, there
it's
are
dudes
teams
trying
that,
to.
Yeah, there's dudes just trying my guess to chop is, block your knees. And
my guess is that everyone that plays in the NBA sponsored Hoop It Up 3-on-3 is everyone that thinks as soon as they hit the court, they're going to be discovered.
Yep.
That somebody's going to go, let's get this dude who's out here acting a fool on an NBA court. That's why I wouldn't enter. Even if I was really good at basketball, I wouldn't play in something like that, because all those a-holes out there that think they're going to get discovered and think that, well, I was good enough to play. No, you weren't. That's why you're hooping in this. Shut up.
Yeah, and you're playing half court with half of a basketball team instead of full court, where you need endurance and you have to, you know, use that endurance and channel it to be able to understand how you have to shoot when you're tired and free throws and everything else.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right, because the Rockets do the thing where they do it around the streets of the building. And you also don't take into consideration how hot it is and how hard it is playing on asphalt, on your knees and everything. But then, again, the championship game is played center court at halftime of a Rockets game. You're dead on, because you don't think that these guys think that they are going to be the next fish that saved Pittsburgh. They're going to be this, like, star in the waiting that suddenly finds, you know, Daryl Morey finds under a rock and becomes the next Jonathan Simmons of the Spurs.
Yeah, it's not happening.
Nah, not happening.
Not gonna happen at all. Somebody asked me on the text line, "Hey Barry, I'm gonna go see Sugar Sammy tomorrow. Is he any good?" I'll be honest with you, I don't know. Now I do know my buddy Victor Tran is hosting the show, and he's good. He's really funny, and he said that Sugar Sammy was legit, because he hit me up on a Facebook message. He was like, man, it was a fun show, and that dude's really funny and legit. So I personally can't tell you that, But my dude, my friend that's hosting his show said he's legit funny. So you should have a good time. And get there early so you can watch Victor Tran because he's a really funny comedian. Young dude, man. He just graduated college. He's like 23.
Wow.
But impressive. He is a beast on stage, man. He is a funny cat. So enjoy the show.
There you go.
Yeah. Got to be witty if he's 23 and on the stage like that.
He's really smart. He's one of the better writers of jokes in this city.
Cool.
And I'm not just saying that because he's my friend. Like he's fixed jokes for me that I've gone up and done. He's like, hey, why don't you try this? Why don't you try that? And it always works when he gives advice. So he's a really talented comic. So you'll have fun.
Mark Villahuevos on Twitter wanted to know, would we dress our cats and or dogs in armor? And he sends a picture of like red body armor for dogs and cats. Hell no, I wouldn't. But guess what? My wife would. Because thank God before we met, she had a chihuahua. We had a chihuahua that was hers. And then we have what we still have, Charlie the Terrier. I felt so bad for those dogs. They have to be thankful every day that I'm in their lives because she would dress them up for Christmas and Halloween and all these different costumes. And I'm like, oh my God, don't put the dog through that. They got to go out of the house looking like that.
Yeah.
No, no, no. And by the way, the picture he sent us looks like the dudes from Sonic, those two the guys that are always in the parking lot, and the one guy tries to be a transformer now, and he is like a car that gets to be. That's what these things look like.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
Who the hell's putting that on your animal?
No. Why?
Exactly.
No.
What, are they going out to, like, play 4-on-4 football?
No.
Come on.
Apparently, Nick, I hate to keep harping on this, but the texters won't leave us alone. They're saying that they can barely hear us, that their volume is all the way up, and they can still barely hear us. Should we do the whole show shouting? Would that help? I could just shout as loud as possible.
If it's my sister that's complaining, I have no problem yelling the entire show.
It was over text, and Dr. Dre 290 was one of the folks letting us know.
She said
they need to hear us. We got more giveaways.
She said, feedback long enough to blast me out of my chair, but then it goes back to sounding like y'all are in a tin can. Hmm. Then she said, thanks, Joel. Don't get me started on the things that I have to thank Lynn about, okay? Because that's a long show.
We also got a text asking about Derek Lewis and Mark Hunt. We'll talk about that later. We'll talk about that third hour. We'll do a little UFC chitty chat chat 3:30 or
something
like that.
Is that what
like
you're going to call it?
Yeah.
A chitty chat chat?
Chitty chat chat. Well, it won't be long. I really just want to talk Derek Lewis, Mark Hunt. I mean, we don't have to talk about
make
the
whole
sure
card. It's quality, not chitty chitty bang bang.
What?
Because that would be chitty.
What?
Chitty. Bang bang. See, Nick, see what I did there? You almost are on the
nope. He didn't see it either. We're like, what?
Make sure it's
I wanted to help you out.
Make sure it's quality talk, not chitty chitty bang bang. Just bad stuff.
Chitty chitty bang bang doesn't mean bad stuff.
No, if you it's take
a, isn't
if
it
you
a
take,
cheer? Chitty
no,
chitty
it's
bang
a
bang.
Movie.
Watch the like watch the Rockets do their thing. Isn't that a cheer?
Your mom might know that. I don't know.
Hey, why are you talking about
she was a
what
your
do
they call,
mom
what do they call
might
Space
know
City
that.
Senior. She was a Space City senior. She might still be.
Your mom might know that, Barry. That's what he said.
Did you just talk about my mama?
In a positive way, because she worked.
She was a rowdy. Don't.
I thought you told me
she was also a Space City senior, but they don't do cheers, Joel.
Oh, but they do.
And see, I would feel bad talking about his mom.
Because she's not with us.
Yeah.
But other people
oh, well,
on Twitter
it's
going to
happen, though.
Bad,
tune in
yeah.
next segment. It's going to be 15 minutes of mom jokes. No, I'm just kidding. I wouldn't do that. Yeah, I would.
Yeah, you would.
But I'm not going to.
Okay. And then my sister might chime in and actually have my
I
back
don't care
for
about
once
that
in
either.
My life.
Because then
Cause
the next segment will be sister jokes.
Can we please do that now?
You want me to do it now? Joe, your sister is so ugly. No, I'm just kidding. I won't do it.
You guys met
Why
before?
Did you stop me?
Because you guys have met before.
You guys
All right, right now I want to tell you about the Houston Cans Cars for Kids program.
Oh, that's messed up.
It is a great program here in the Houston area for kids trying to get an education in the Houston area, and you can be a part of it. All you got to do is look around your yard, your driveway, your garage, somewhere, someplace. You see a clunker that's collecting rust and dust. You've been meaning to get rid of it. You want to put it on sale. You just haven't gotten around to it. Well, now I got the solution for you. Call Houston Cans Cars for Kids, 713-225-4226, or log on to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Tell them what you got. Tell them what you live. They do the rest. They come to you with a tow truck. They got all the paperwork done. You get a tax deduction. You mention ESPN 97.5. You also get a $50 gift card. Then they turn that clunker into resources for kids trying to get a second chance at an education. It could be book money. It could be warm meals. It could be eyeglasses or bus fare. It doesn't matter. They're going to take care of it because of your donation. So it gives you that good, warm feeling inside. You're making a difference. 713-225-4226 or HoustonCarsForKids.com. As always, right off the car, not the kid.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Say, Joseph.
Yes, sir.
Did you know that tonight the Skeeters kick off another homestand?
I've heard.
That is the case. So you know what? Let's give away some tickets, shall we?
Alrighty.
Sounds good. How about we'll let somebody out there in listener land win a four-pack of tickets to tonight's game to see the Sugarland Skeeters take on the Somerset Patriots. Also, a little bit of bonus for you, the Spasmatics live and in concert after the game. So come out and enjoy some great baseball and a fireworks show after the game this Saturday. The Skeeters also welcome all Boy Scouts for a Boy Scout sleepover. It's all happening at Constellation Field. It's affordable family fun. For more information or to get tickets, log on to SugarlandSkeeters.com. Or you can be caller number 12 right now. Look at Nick. He's like, what?
Nick's like,
you're
going to
be caller number 12.
You just screwed him
713-780-3776 to win your four-pack of tickets to see the Sugarland Skeeters take on the Somerset Patriots tonight. Again, caller number 12, 713-780-3776. You're welcome, Nick. I knew that would throw you.
Nick, that you didn't like that very much.
Because he always does caller 10, and we always do caller 10. Yeah. And you know what? I'm not a
caller 10 kind of guy.
If Shay was out there,
I marched to the beat of my own
10.
Drum. If Trey was out there, I would do caller number 1,000. We'll just cycle through. So, yeah.
Because Shay would be all teeth and be like, caller 1.
You always say that about Shay.
I don't notice the teeth thing.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, when he dies, his grill could be gravestones for like
oh my
people.
Gosh.
He's got some toofuses.
Just bury him with his mouth open.
Yeah.
Etching into his teeth.
Yeah. Here wow. lies, never mind, you know, if you've ever had to have him smile at you.
Here lies Toothy McTooth.
By the way, a belated happy birthday to our Todd Farquharson.
Big 5-0.
Yeah, the big 50.
First of all, Todd looks really good for 50.
Yeah.
He looks like he doesn't look like
a day I would over 49.
Yeah, I was going to say, I would have said 48, 48 and a half even. Also, I noticed he got an email for his birthday. You know who didn't get an email?
Nick, I bet you can guess.
Me.
Laminack.
Yep. What the hell is up with that? Esme sends out an email to everyone in the world. Hey, guys, today's Todd's birthday. Great.
Be sure you say happy birthday.
Yeah. No, I won't. Because you know what? Where was my email? Huh? Where was it?
I think she's sending you a message.
That's all right. I'll get through this.
Yeah, I think she's sending you a message.
Nick, you didn't get an email for your birthday either, did you?
No, I did.
Oh,
you just didn't get one.
You can say it.
I almost cussed at you. I almost said bad words. Did you get an email? When's your birthday, Joel?
It's coming up.
When is it?
You know this, don't you?
No, I don't.
Juneteenth.
June 19th?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll see if you get an email. Now that it's out there, I think I've done you a favor.
What'll happen
is Joel will get like a cake,
yep,
and they'll have a whole dinner thing. What'd I get? I got nothing. Nothing.
Nick, I think that just should be sending a clear message, don't you?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm
when
out
you're
of here.
Loved,
they're prioritizing. I'm
when you're loved.
Give me my stuff.
I think the chances are we'd probably get lunch delivered for us, too.
I quit.
At some point.
They prioritize hosts.
Well, I'm low man on the totem pole?
Yep. Wait. I mean, that's what they're saying without sending an email.
Wow. They prioritize hosts.
Okay. I see how it is.
He got it.
You got one? Oh.
Huh?
Nick got one. But they prioritize hosts.
Oh, that's fine. It's okay. If I have to sabotage this whole thing now, I'll just do that. That's fine.
You're big on sabotage.
I am.
Yeah.
I think you'll feel a lot better if you don't get an email come June 19th. Is it 19th, you said?
Yes.
Yeah. So June 19th, that was right around when the Rockets won the championship. Were you working and kind of celebrating your birthday at the same time, celebrating the championship?
Like, it was close, but yeah, I can honestly say
wasn't it like June 22nd or something like that?
Well, because the latest the finals can always go is like the third Tuesday of the month. So it was always close. But I can honestly say I don't have a very vivid memory of the blur that was from the time we won the championship to about 4 days later. It was just one consistent drunken affair, is what it was. Good. Yeah, that was because remember they had the
as
two celebrations. They had the dome celebration. They had the parade. They had, there was another celebration, and the organization had a celebration, and I just knew that there was free booze in all of them, and it was my first year here and wasn't making a whole lot. I was like, yeah, we're going to take full advantage of that.
I would have, too. That sounds like fun.
Good for you.
It was a good time.
So,
I mean,
so what are you doing? What are you doing now? It's 10 days to go. What are you going to do?
I leave that all in the capable hands of my wife.
Are we, is that a weekday or
it's
a weekend?
Monday.
It's a Monday, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
After Father's Day.
Just know that I will wish you happy birthday, but that's all you're getting from me.
I already knew that going
okay.
in.
Okay. I'm just making sure.
Yep.
Like, I'm not a, I joke, and but I'm not a big make a deal out of a birthday kind of guy anymore. When I was young, I was, but
yeah,
now I'm just
I
like,
agree with that.
I'm 43. Like, eh, okay. I mean, sure, it'd be nice to get an email from your coworkers acknowledging that you exist. But other than that, I don't want to make a big deal out of it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be like, hey, how come everyone hates me? I don't want to be that guy.
That was really, that
like
was,
that?
Yeah,
that was realistic.
Really,
thanks.
Yeah,
that was pretty good.
I've been working on that bit. I was, yeah.
That was.
Do you ever do that as a kid? Like, when
course,
you cry
yeah.
and you were coming down from the cry, you'd be all. You do
why
that
did
weird
that
breath. I don't know. It's the same thing with a pee shiver. I don't know why you ever get the pee shivers.
What?
You don't get pee shivers?
What are you
just
talking
me?
About?
You guys don't
in
have.
In the restroom?
Yeah, where you're peeing and all of a sudden you just go, ugh, what was that? Like
oh,
right
yeah,
at the
yeah,
end?
Yeah, yeah. I've had that.
I had one. It woke me up the other morning.
Yeah. You don't
no.
get pee shivers?
No.
I totally know what he's talking about.
It's like I'm
what?
Here by myself right now.
A pee shiver?
You guys just,
come
just
on,
glossed
man.
Over the best joke that'll be told today.
Sorry.
Just right through it.
Well, he had to get an explanation for
killing.
What pee
I've
shivers.
Never heard this
he's
before.
Always, you guys are always just killing the laughs on this show. I don't understand
oh,
it.
Oh, no.
I don't
Nick,
get it.
Don't rope yourself into this. Don't let him rope you in it. That's just me. But I've
well,
never heard
it's
this
mainly
term.
You, but he was involved today. It's usually you.
Right.
But he does it. He's done it today, too, now, damn it.
Never heard of a pee shiver.
You've never heard of the pee shivers, Joel? Mm-mm.
I haven't.
I mean, when it was explained to me, I got it. But.
Yeah, like when you've never been peeing, and then like, it's usually towards the end, right? Like the last third of the pee. You get this little like, huh, like you just, I don't know, it's like your body quivers for a half a second. It's almost orgasmic, but really quickly. Right, Nick? What you eating there, bud?
A tostada. That's pretty good.
That okay. Esme brought it.
It's like a mini O.
That's a pretty good description.
It's like
of
a mini orgasm. It's just like the oh, and then you're done. Just that quick little whoo. I guarantee you that our text line is going to light up with dudes that get the pee shivers. Like it's a common thing. Maybe you're broke. Maybe your whole inside.
I'm not the one going to see if I am low T.
No, I definitely need to go.
Yeah,
I definitely need to go.
So there we know that if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
But I feel like more people get pee shivers than don't.
Okay. Because now it's just awkward. Because I was going to say about the other thing
yeah.
that you were talking about when you did the
yeah.
and all that.
Yeah.
Like the thing that I'm really worried about with my daughter is that she's going to play us like a fiddle. Because no matter if she makes she can make just one noise now. And no matter where Lisa is in the house, it's okay, Tay, I got you. I'm like, could you just, she's going to tough it out, right? But she has the ability at less than 2 years old to do that shiver thing with her lower lip.
Uh-huh.
Lisa would run through a brick wall with her head to get to her. And she'll just sit there. And my daughter thinks it's funny. She'll laugh and just go. And just get
doing it on purpose.
Yeah, it's like, oh, she owns you.
Hey, all texting, no tweeting said that the commercials come in really loud. So give them some warning. Bro, that's what the music is for. When you start hearing music play, that means we're going to commercial. So turn it down, little chief.
Yeah,
that's what that is. Not you, Nick. Telling. You're talking in my ear, not over
today,
the air.
Though.
I know.
All week we've
I know.
Had
what's going on today?
I don't, the whole. I blame the power outage for all of it. And now we're getting jokes about your sister over text, too.
I see that. And on Twitter.
Oh, on Twitter, too?
Yeah.
I got to read this before we go to commercial because it was really good. Someone said, your sister's so fat, her belly piercing looks like a trailer hitch. That's pretty strong, sir, whoever texted that. That's pretty good.
You want to do the Just the Chip tweet?
No. I'm not even looking at the Twitters
because I got that one. I'm not quite sure that whole one. But, yeah. So I should probably give out her Twitter handle just because.
No, don't do that, Joel.
Give her something to do.
Don't you do that
right
to
now,
her?
I think she's in my good graces. So I'm going to hold off.
She's
for
a kind okay. lady. Right. Don't do that.
So we got plenty more show to go. One in the books, two to go. Plenty more show as Nick enjoys food that Esme brought him because Esme really cares about Nick. We're going to get all your calls, comments, and the topics you want to talk about. And if you want to chime in, 713-780-3776. or hit us up on Twitter, the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.